Boom Doom, and I'm here with Aunt Bane.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Minecraft Survival Kit.
Okay, Minecraft Survival Kit. What goes in a kit like that?
You need to learn how to survive for the night.
Okay.
And, you need lots of tools to fight the mobs at night, and you need a house and shelter. You could make cave, mountain, or land.
Okay, so build a house first?
No, get tools first, then build a house.
Okay, tools. What kind of tools?
You either need stone, iron, not gold, diamond, and that's it.
Okay, so like what kind of equipment are we making?
We need a stone sword, stone pickaxe, stone shovel, stone axe, and a stone hoe.
What's the hoe do?
It makes crops for your food.
Oh.
And iron is iron pickaxe, iron sword, iron shovel, iron axe, iron hoe, diamond pickaxe, diamond sword, diamond axe, diamond pickaxe. Wait.
You already said that.
Diamond shovel, diamond hoe.
Okay. Now, what kind of house do you build?
You can make wood, cobblestone, mostly that's all you can make in the first day of your survival world.
Okay, what does the house do?
It'll prevent mobs to kill you if you have torches in it. You need a crafting table, a furnace, and a bed.
Okay.
And once nightfall comes and you need to get some food if your hunger bars are low, beware what's outside. Creepers, skeletons, zombies, spiders, and witches, and all the other things. Slimes.
So, you have all this stuff, but when night falls, you stay in the house until overnight.
Yeah,
right?
You need to go to sleep, and then once it's morning, all the mobs will burn. Except witches, slimes. Now, if the mobs are under a tree or inside of water, like zombies, skeletons, and the rest of the mobs. Now, spiders don't burn. They don't attack in morning. They're normal. Now, you don't have to kill them, or unless you need to make a potion out of spider eyes or make a bow and arrow, that's actually a good thing, because they have less power to kill you in morning.
Okay, so they have this equipment, and what kind of food should they get?
They should get cooked pork, cooked chicken, cooked steak, pie, cake, cookies, or cooked mutton.
Okay. So you're saying to have hoes, so you have time to make crops?
Yeah, if in morning or night, but if you have the good materials, like stone, but if you have wood, you have a high possibility of dying at night.
Okay, so do the zombies, creepers, and all those, do those eat the crops at night?
No, they cannot hit the crops. The skeletons and the zombies can.
Okay, so what else do you need in a survival kit?
You also need armor, and leather is included, but it will be pretty low. Now, if it's enchanted, you have a sort of kind of possibility of living to dying. Now, diamond, iron, chain, armor, chain would break easily also. Gold would not survive 1 second. Now, you need diamond, iron, probably chain and leather. That would be pretty strong, too, if they're enchanted. And that's it.
Okay. So, what do you recommend they should do after they survive the night?
Mostly, I just go outside, get some iron, some coal. Now, if I found diamonds in limited seconds, I would grab them in a whip. Now, if I had friends, I had 6 diamonds, I could share 3, and I would have 3, so we both have diamond pickaxe or diamond sword and I meant, yeah, diamond sword and a diamond shovel.
Okay. So your survival kit is for one person, right?
Yeah, or you can make it two if you have enough stuff.
But it would be better if you had more than one other person with you, right?
Yeah, it would be way more powerful.
Okay, but for on their own, you have this survival kit that'll have them survive.
Yeah, mostly I give people axes and I got the swords and stuff.
Okay, so how much food should they stock up on?
They should stock up to 12 to 64.
Of every food?
Every food would be impossible.
Well, what are the basic foods they can get?
Well, as I said, cooked pork chop, cooked mutton, cooked steak, pie, cake, cookies.
Now, where do they get those?
You could get cookies in the jungle and in farms.
The pies and cakes?
Yes. Now, you kill a cow with flame aspect fire 3.
Because I was wondering how you're going to get cooked meat. Okay.
Well, you could cook it in an oven. I mean, in Minecraft right now, I'm in my Little Pony world, and I'm cooking a cake and a pie and some cookies.
Okay. So, to get the cooked meat, you would set the cow on fire?
Well,
or set the pig on fire?
Or you could just chop it up and then, you know.
And then just cook it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there anything else that goes in this kit?
Yeah, there's mostly a lot. Now, mobs, with witches, you will need milk, stone sword for a potion of fire resistance or healing, which I call a juggernaut potion.
Yes.
And if there's a water temple, beware what's inside.
Right, we discussed that in the temples.
Yeah. In the jungle temple, there's mighty traps and mighty mobs.
No, we already talked about the temples. We're talking about this survival kit right now.
Yeah, but I'm just warning what's inside of there. Okay. Now, if you're near a village, you must go and steal their crops. Not steal, but kinda to that.
How do you kinda steal?
If you're sneaky enough like me.
So how do you kind of steal? Tell me.
I hide behind the crops, and I grab all of them in a split second. Now, if there's a villager guard guarding the blacksmith, don't worry. You could take it out if you have the right material, because this guy has a diamond sword and diamond armor.
Okay. What else?
And, and the rest of the mobs, skeletons drop bows if stone sword kills them. Zombies drop iron or poison potatoes. Blaze rods in the nether and all the other mobs in the nether, like the wither skeletons. The wither would mostly just kill all of them, so I guess you got a pal on your side to kill the mobs. Now, zombie pigmen, if there was a huddle of them together and somebody hit them, everybody would die. These things go crazy once one of their people are hit. And, like, these other ones. Now, for other houses, you could, if you got, like, a diamond pickaxe with silk touch, you could get stone instead of cobblestone. You could get mostly anything. Like, you could even end up in the end of the world.
Okay, I would like to say I owe Boom Doom an apology from the temples episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were arguing over Mesa temples, which I found out they are real because he showed me the Mesa biome and this Mesa temple, which was as big as a castle.
Yeah, the first one was a treasure.
So he was right. And I should say that he was. He knows. He does play Minecraft for hours and hours and hours, and I don't know much about Minecraft except what I research online. So, I am sorry, Boom Doom. You were right.
I know. And the chests were awesome. The loot was great.
Yeah.
The stuff on the temple was amazing. I meant, like, amazing. I got diamonds and emeralds and iron and gold for days. And, the big temple, nothing. So
did we cover everything for the survival kit?
That's all we have for that episode. Bye!